Blog Talk Radio.
One of the topics that we will be discussing today on how to be comfortable in your own shoes. Hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz. It's Thursday, July 1st, and fireworks are definitely in the air. And once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, as I do every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you so much for joining us. I am so grateful for all of our wonderful listeners for tuning in. And we love to hear from you, so please give a call and listen in or ask questions live at 347-857-2710. Those 10 digits are 347-857-2710. We are here live until 3:45 p.m. And I don't know about you, but I am a jazz lover, and I wanted to give you hip jazz-loving cats a little something to put on your calendar for Sunday, August 8th. There's going to be a Too Cool for School benefit at Catalina Jazz Club here in Los Angeles to benefit the California Jazz Foundation. And performing on the bill will be the George Kahn Trio and the Four Freshmen. So it's going to be a fabulous evening with a live auction and a whole bunch of other cool, hip, and happening things. And especially the most important is the music, the jazz. So for tickets and more information, you can call 818-261-0057. I just wanted to share that with everyone. Well, today we have a fabulous, fabulous guest. After raising two children and having a lengthy career working for a large corporation, my guest today decided to make some big changes in her life. And she trusted her instincts, left corporate America, and entered the entrepreneurial world. So today, Elise Cohen is now an independent consultant with Arbonne, a skincare and wellness company, and Elise is going to share with us her amazing story of change. So please welcome Elise Cohen.
Well, hi, thank Elise. You, Lauren. It's great to be here. Thank you.
I needed to do some Kung exercises, I think, first before I started.
You were great. You were great. I'm impressed.
You're impressed.
Well, so, go ahead. Did you say something?
No, you were about to say something.
Okay. Yeah, so that really is the story of my life. I was lucky enough to be a stay-at-home mom, and I raised two children and thought that that was all I wanted to do until they were both in school full-time, and I was a little bit bored. And I tried to think about, well, what can I do, and what's my passion? And I was an avid exerciser, almost obsessed with it, and I was at the gym every day, and I took lots and lots of aerobics classes. And one day it dawned on me that that was really something that I could do, and I could do it part-time, and I could be home with my kids. So I pursued a career in fitness, which I did for 15 years, and I still do a little bit of it now. But after I was teaching for a few years, the company offered me a manager's position, which sounds great and glorious, but it was a nightmare. It was stressful. I had the boss from hell. I made no money and worked 50, 60 hours a week and weekends. And I thought one day there's got to be life after corporate America. And there was. And I had always wanted to do something from home that I could be my own boss and where I could put all the money in my pocket instead of someone else's.
But how difficult was it for you to transition from corporate America into an independent being independent and finding something for yourself?
Well, that's a great question because it was very difficult. The business itself, Arbonne, was not complicated. It was a turnkey operation, so I didn't really have to invest an enormous amount of money and try to find office space. I could work from my bedroom. But the transition from working in corporate America to being self-employed is huge. And I was stubborn, and I thought I could do it all myself, and I didn't ask for help for a very, very long time.
So what were some of your steps? I'm sure you might have felt a sense of relief by saying no to the title of manager, and because titles can be kind of, I don't know, they're intoxicating, because I feel a lot of people feel that having a title means obviously more money, a bigger paycheck, but also with that comes responsibility. And in your case, it didn't sound like there was a lot of money in it for you with a lot more hours. So once you decided to say, I'm going to do something for myself, were you okay now what, or you had some ideas about something?
It was a little bit of now what. It was a little bit of where do I start? How do I manage my time? That was huge for me. How do I manage my time? Because when I worked in corporate America, I had hours, and I had a lunch hour, and now I was faced with several lunch hours, not really having to get up at any particular time in the morning, except to get up when I was done sleeping. And so time management was a really huge thing, because I started out working from home with my computer and making phone calls, but I didn't know when to stop. I didn't have an end to my day.
So what was your first phone call that you made to find a new career path for yourself?
Well, I really didn't make a first phone call. It was sort of a coincidence. I had a friend from school who called me up one day and said, I just found the best skincare system in the world. And I said, sure, sure, sure. Nothing works for me. I have horribly dry skin, and I've never found anything that worked. She said, do me a favor, just for me, just try this. So I did. I tried it, and I absolutely fell in love with it. So I ordered products, and I sold a little bit here, and I sold a little bit there. But when the corporate America job became just too much for me to handle, and I think I became too much for them to handle as well. I was not a good employee by the time I was done. A friend of mine said to me,
"Why do you think what happened? What changed your attitude?"
Well, because I became obstinate with them and defiant, and I was tired of arguing over money for all of the instructors that I wanted to hire. It was like banging your head against the wall. And
right.
So I retreated. I think I retreated. And so the parting was mutual, and it was the right time. And a friend of mine said to me, you have always wanted to work from home, and you've got these products in front of you, and they're healthy, and they're natural. Why don't you try it? And so that's how I got started. I didn't really make any phone calls. I just started. And the wonderful thing about Arbonne is there's great support. There's wonderful training. So I was never on my own as far as the Arbonne business was concerned. What I did need help with was managing myself and managing my own time.
And where did you get that help?
Well, I started networking, and I started going to chambers of commerce and other networking events, and I met wonderful business coaches and networking coaches, and I found people that where the chemistry was right. And so I worked with a life coach, and I worked with a business coach, and I recently worked with a wonderful networking coach, and that's how I learned all of these skills. Plus, there's any number of books written on how to manage your time and how to be an entrepreneur and how to be self-employed. So
you just manage your time. I'm assuming it's managing your time in a personal perspective, or also in a business perspective. What do you exactly mean by your managing your time?
It was more of a business perspective. It was what time do I start working? Do I actually take a break for lunch? There are certain days when I'm working from home all day. I'm not out on appointments. So how was I going to manage my time? And So I learned that I could have office hours for myself. I could determine how many hours I wanted to work in the morning, how many hours I wanted to work in the afternoon. Then I could take a lunch hour or a half an hour, whatever worked well for me. And I also had to manage distractions because working from home, the distractions can be huge. And probably the internet is the biggest distraction around. Mm-hmm. You can just get lost in it.
Right. And I think this is a very interesting point that you're making, how people who work best in a structured environment, a corporation, mm-hmm. but who, like yourself, said, that's enough. You're pushing me up against the wall. I just can't do it anymore. And in essence, forcing you to perhaps think about working for yourself, how within that self-employed world you can still have structure.
Right.
And there are people that help guide you.
Absolutely. There are tons and tons of people out there with great skills, great experience, and they are so willing to teach someone like myself who was sort of floating in air, even though I was doing business and I was selling products and I was talking to people about Arbonne, it was very difficult for me to get settled and find the right time of the day to do certain things and to allot certain times during the day for certain things. And, checking email. You can get lost an entire day checking your email.
So I learned boundaries. That's part of the boundary of with technology. People are accessing emails every single minute. I see people in line at Starbucks with their phone in their hand, just waiting for that response.
It's
scary. I mean, why can't you leave your phone in your car? What's so important? You have to, I think, have boundaries in your life. There's time for Lauren and Elise, and there's time for the work world, and everything has to be manageable. And because otherwise, you spend the entire day working, and then let me know if this is not correct for you, that because you do work for yourself in a sense, that you work more.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And you don't have anybody standing over you. You don't have anybody watching every move you make. So you can sneak this in here. Yay! And that the yay part is just the best. It's the best. But the other side, I love the word boundaries, but because I'd never even considered boundaries until I became self-employed. Even when I was in the corporate world, I could have had boundaries, and I didn't. So the boundaries are huge. And you're right about the email. You're right about the phone, standing in line at Starbucks, and I'm probably just as guilty as that person that was standing next to you of having my BlackBerry and looking at it all the time. But one of the things that I was doing in the very beginning that I learned quickly was a big mistake, was getting up in the morning, going right to the computer. Big mistake, because 2 hours later, I could still be sitting there.
So why do you think it's a big mistake for you? What are you missing out on by doing that?
Well, the best thing you can do for yourself when you're self-employed is get up. If you're an exerciser, go to the gym, then come back, take your shower, get ready for your work in your home. If you're not going to exercise first thing in the morning, the best thing to do is act as if you are going to an office, even though the office is in your home. So get up, take a shower, get ready for work, have breakfast, then check your emails, then get on the phone or go to your appointments. So it's still a structured style of a business day, but it's your own style, it's your own structure, and then the really nice thing is that you can change it anytime you want.
But I think today the one of the yays, woo-hoo, about self-employment is that you can put time in for you. And a lot of people say, well, gosh, Lauren, I'm so busy. Well, we're all busy, and you have your own schedule, so a 5 minute here, a 10 minute here, whether it's a lunch, whatever you need for yourself, I think is very important because it affects how you do business with people.
Right. I agree with that. And the other thing is, I think sometimes people need permission when they're self-employed. They need someone to give them permission to take the 5 minutes, take the 10 minutes.
Okay,
take
they can
a nap.
Call here. I'll give them permission. You'll give them permission. You know, this is the permission hotline. Please dial in 347-857-2710. For Elise or Lauren, we'll give you permission free of cost, at no cost.
That's right. You want to take a nap today at 4 o'clock, you go ahead. You have my permission.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I think we're all looking for permission on a certain level in many things that we do. The okay to, it's okay to feel a certain way. It's okay to wear something. As somebody said to me today, I don't know, they were going out of town with another couple who, the one woman, I guess, of this other couple is a dressed to the nines, all designer stuff. And so this woman I was speaking with said, well, I don't know what to wear. You know, I want to wear what she's wearing. You know, you have to be comfortable in your own shoes. You have to please yourself. We have to learn that we're the ones that really matter, not anybody else.
Right. Absolutely. And so you can create that for yourself, but very often you need the permission, but you also need some assistance. And you know, the business, I think the business coach is really important to people going off on their own, becoming self-employed, becoming an entrepreneur in working from home, because that's what they do. A great business coach is going to teach you and give you permission to put your day together so that it suits you, and that it's okay to sit down at 4 or 5 in the afternoon and watch a little bit of news or read the paper or even take a 20-minute nap, especially if you have an event to attend at night. And a lot of us do attend events many nights during the week.
So tell me, what are some of the qualifications that you have found in a career coach? What can people look for?
Well, the first thing is, because there are so many people that are calling themselves coaches right now in all different areas of business, it's important that when you decide you want to work with someone, that you get referrals, that you get, you know, let's say you're a business coach and I like you, we've chatted, the chemistry seems right, but beyond that, I don't know anything about you. I want to get a hold of some people who have worked with you and find out exactly what their testimonial is. Do they have a positive testimonial or not? It's really, really important. And what you want to look for is somebody who is really experienced in working with the entrepreneur, as opposed to coaching somebody who's working in corporate America. It's important to work with someone who can teach you how to network, can teach you how to manage your day and how to grow your business and how to market yourself. It's really important. Those are the things that you would look for in a great coach.
So I guess there are various business coaches for various industries, and they have a niche as well as those coaches that in general can guide people.
And that is true often. There are coaches that deal directly with people who are in network marketing, which is what I do, which is what Arbonne does. And then there are coaches who are more general, but you really want to focus on a coach that had a lot of experience with the entrepreneur, because it's really important to work with somebody who can teach you how to grow your business as you do it yourself. I have no employees. It's just me.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. And I know you're a networking queen, and I know a lot of people. You are a queen. Come on, let's face it. You're royalty.
You're royalty
because you're from Philadelphia, and that's near my hometown, so we're close already.
Right.
But, and even for myself, networking, that's kind of a taboo word a little bit. A lot of people have difficulty doing the meet and greet and all that kind of a thing. So as someone who has done a lot of networking, what kind of advice can you give us to make it a little easier for most people?
Well, you have to persevere. When I first heard the word networking, I shuddered. I thought, there's no way.
And I still shudder.
Right, well, I was somebody who was used to getting up in front of groups of 60 or 70 people and teaching them an aerobics class, and I was in fear of talking to one person. And so I really had to work on my networking skills, but I had to learn those skills from somewhere. I had to go to a networking clinic at the Chamber of Commerce. I worked with a networking coach who taught me what to say, how to follow up with somebody within 48 hours after I meet them, what to say at the event, how to prepare for the event, what to say when the event is over, how do you continue to follow up with people that you meet? How do you decide who you want to follow up with? You know, you don't click with everybody. Don't even take their card, is what my most recent networking coach said. You know, if you don't think you're going to click with this person, don't even take their card and don't give them yours.
I've often been told don't offer a card unless it's hasn't been asked for, because that person doesn't really want to do business with you. If somebody wants to do business with you, they'll ask for your card.
Right, and the reverse is also true. If you want to do business with the person that you're talking to, you're going to say to them, do you have a card? And you may make a couple notes on the back of the card. But networking in general now is very simple. It's been simplified so that it's basically, hi, I'm Elise. What do you do? And you tell me what you do. And I ask you, you know, what other networking groups do you go to? Where else do you belong? And so we chat for, you know, 5, maybe 10 minutes at the most. And maybe if we click in those 5 to 10 minutes, right there we can set an appointment to get together for coffee. And if not I do still want to get together with this person, I will send them a follow-up email saying, I loved meeting you, and I'd love to get together with you for coffee and talk about how I can help you with your business. And in that conversation, I find out who they know, and they find out who I know. And that's networking at its best.
And let's face it, it's all about who you know.
It is about who you know.
It's a relationship. It's building relationships.
Right. And it's about who they know. So I may not be able to do business with you, but who do you know? Who do you know that you can refer to me, and who do I know that I could refer to you? So it isn't so much about the person that you're speaking with. It's really also about who they know.
Well, I always call that the circle of influence, because
you may not
know Cher, but you know somebody who might know Cher. So, and if she knows or he knows Cher, then they know other people of a similar background that you might be in need of for your particular project or whatever you're doing.
Exactly.
Because
and there's networking.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say there's networking. There's so much networking out there. There's so many events. There are so many different groups that you really get to pick and choose where you're comfortable as well. So, again, it's being comfortable in your own shoes, even out networking.
There are so many. How do you find which networking group will best suit your needs?
Well, I'll always attempt to go once. If I find out about something, I've been a member of the Chamber of Commerce here in West LA for a number of years, but there are other groups that I was introduced to by other people that I network with or friends. And then there's Meetup. Meetup.com is just amazing. You get on Meetup.com and you can find a group that will suit anybody. It could be divas, girls' nights out, divorced women over 40. Women who want to network, foodies. I mean, that's how you and I met, at a foodie event.
And you know what's important to me? My stomach.
Absolutely. And as long as there's wine there, we're in good shape. So
that's right.
So there's really something, literally something for everybody out there. And I meant it when I said that you could really do something. You could be networking every night of the week. That's how many options.
But I think if you have that type of a gregarious, open personality, it can come natural to some
mm-hmm.
people, and you share ideas. I know that I have a tendency to do that because having been a corporate concierge, I like to, in my memory bank, I have, Elise likes exercising. Oh, she's got to try this new place where you eat and then exercise. So I'm always kind of networking.
Right.
Don't you find that for yourself too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I listen to people's conversations totally differently now than I used to, because it's not just conversation. I listen to what they say, because typically someone will say something that's key with regard to business, whether it's business for me or business for somebody else that I know. And so that's how I put people together. And you listen to conversations, people will lead you right into networking and referrals.
That sounds great. Now, I asked you for some key words earlier just to give me a little more insight into you. And one of them was health and, or two of them were health and natural. So that leads me to Arbon. So do you see how I love it? It's the French Arbon. So tell me, Arbon, tell us more about this fabulous skincare line.
Well, we have had an anti-aging skincare line since, I'm going to say 2003 or 4. I'm not exactly sure. And this year, in March, we came out with our second generation anti-aging skincare, which is called RE9 Advanced. And the beauty of Arbon, not just their anti-aging skincare, but all of our products are natural. So we use no chemicals, no dyes, no fragrance. We're certified vegan. We do not test on animals, and we never have. And consequently, we don't have any animal byproducts in our products. And we don't use preservatives. So we're pure, we're safe, we're beneficial, we work, we give you great results, and you can rest assured that what you put on your skin, when it gets into your system, it's going to be safe for your system. And that's critical right now. And more and more and more people are really concerned about what they eat, what they put in their body, what they put on their body.
That's true. I just put chocolate everywhere. It doesn't matter to me.
After my own heart.
I know. You know, if you're, death by chocolate, what a way to go, right?
Absolutely. If you're going to go that way.
I know. Well, it's great because I think skin care and wellness, it's very important. It's something I think we, as women, should, and men too. Is it also a product for men?
Yes. And I'm glad you asked. We do have. Just recently came out with the second generation anti-aging skincare for men as well. So there is RE9 Advanced for men. It's 4 products, so it's kind of no muss, no fuss for the guys. But if they want more, they can also use the women's products. They can go back and forth using the women's skincare. If, for example, the men's line doesn't have an eye cream. Well, lots of guys want eye cream now. So they can use the women's eye cream without a problem.
That's a little oxymoron to me, anti-aging for men, because I always think most men get better as they age. And it's women that, unfortunately, sometimes the aging fairy is not so generous.
Right. Well,
you said it's lovely, right.
Yes. I'm under my breath because I'm right there with you.
Yeah, right there with you.
It's true. You're absolutely right. One of the things that I wished I had done was to start with great, pure skincare much earlier in my life. I was a sun worshiper. I was a smoker many, many, many years ago. And that none of that is good for the skin, much less anything else in the body. But I wish I had tried natural skincare a long time ago. Now, Arbon has changed my skin. It looks way better than it did a few years ago, but it could have looked even better had I started early. So I recommend to all young women that they start with great skincare, natural skincare early on. And we do have a complete line of products for younger skin.
It's very, I think it's very important because, like you said, I too was a goddess of the sun, but as you probably know, the sun's intensity today is much different than it was, you know, even 5 years ago. It feels like a frying pan when you're just out walking around.
Right.
So,
well, as that ozone layer has disappeared almost completely, that's what's done it, is it creates this intense heat that we didn't have, you know, 30 years ago or 35 years ago. A lot of us were sitting out with reflectors and baby oil and iodine. There was no such thing as an SPF. We didn't even know what it was. And we figured we'd sit in the sun, we'd get burned, and then a few days later we'd tan and we'd look gorgeous.
I remember those sun reflectors. Wow. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Oh, trust me.
And Hawaiian tropics. Remember the grease?
Yeah. Oh, and Banda Soleil.
Band de Soleil, where you could put I had the orange gel, I think my mother had, where you put it on your skin, and then it came off on your clothes.
And it was so greasy that it didn't wash off for days. For days.
It looked like a faux Brigitte Bardot for weeks. It wasn't good. But, you know, it's not easy being beautiful. These are some of the steps that you can, and using Arbonne products can help you maintain the beauty that you have. How can we get in touch with you? Give our listeners how we can get in touch with you to find out more about Arbonne.
You can call me at 310-913-0271, or you can email me at aerobicsmom, and I will spell it for you. It's A-R-O-B, as in boy, I-X-M-O-M at AOL.com.
That's great. I think you should. Here's an idea about mixing aerobics and skincare. Like, we'll get a class, and then after the class, we're so hot, you need something to cool down. What's good for your skin?
Mm-hmm.
Little thing.
Absolutely. And I would be more than happy to do that for you. We have a wonderful line of detox spa products for the outside of the body as well as the inside. And, you know, when you get done working out, and you're done at the gym, your skin is just filled with toxins that are coming out of your body with the sweat, and it's really important. Soap and water doesn't do it, doesn't take the toxins away, and you really want to use products that are going to detox the skin and leave it really clean and get the bacteria and get the germs out of the skin.
Oh, I know you're supposed to hydrate yourself more. So you're saying the toxins are not released during the cardio experience through sweating?
They are, but then they have nowhere to go.
How about a room? How about a hotel somewhere? I don't care. Maybe your place.
You can,
I don't know.
Listen, you can detox in my place anytime you want. What happens is that as you sweat the toxins out, but then it doesn't go anywhere. So you get in the shower and you wash, and you think that you're washing away the toxins that have come out with the sweat, and the soap and water just doesn't do it. You really need some support. And a good scrub is always a good idea, and a remineralizing lotion, because you lose minerals as well as toxins when you sweat. So you want to put those minerals back in by using a great remineralizing lotion.
You know, that I never knew that. And I've been a grease monkey my entire life. In a beautiful kind of a way. I think the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I don't know if your daughter follows a skincare regimen, but my mother was way ahead of her time as far as eating healthy, using lotion, and so voila, I'm my mother's daughter. So I learned through watching and practicing that's important. That's something you need to do. And as I say, the older you get, you know, it's time to buy another cream.
Right, that's right. And you know, there's so many out there. There's so many creams. How do you really know what's good and what isn't? And if you go to Nordstrom's, you go to Macy's, you get to try a symbol full on your hand, and they hope then that that's enough for you to buy a $350 jar of night cream. And it's just not worth it. It doesn't work. So you really want to focus on natural products, and especially products that you can try before you buy in your own home for a couple of days rather than standing at a counter in Nordstrom's. And we do offer that option. We offer people an opportunity to try before they buy. And we're not, you know, in a $350 night cream. That's not going to work. But you want to read your ingredients.
I want an expensive night cream. Come on.
I know you do. You like those designer names.
I do. I want to spend more money than I have and have it not work. Come on.
Exactly. Don't we all?
Well,
but you want to read your ingredients. You want to read what's in the product. And you know, if you really can't pronounce it, you really should question it. You know, if you can't pronounce the ingredient, you should question what it is. And you really want to try to find products that are preservative free, which means they're going to have a short shelf life. And that's a good thing. Because some of the cosmetic products that are sold today have ridiculous amounts of preservatives, which means they have a ridiculous shelf life. They could be 7 to 10 years.
Well, I guess that's how you get that stretched look on your face.
Absolutely.
Now,
we call it
offer
a sag.
I'm sorry?
We call it a sag.
That's right. I don't sag anymore because I'm preserved.
That's
so
right.
What was I going to say? Do you offer your clients an assessment, so I come in to see you and you kind of I tell you how I see my skin and give an assessment of what types of products would be most beneficial?
Yes, absolutely. And I love somebody who will open up about what really concerns them, because a lot of times, particularly in a party situation or workshop situation, a lot of women don't want to talk about what's really bothering them with regard to their skin. So I do personal skincare consultations and for free, and try to design the best possible system for your skin concerns. And the same thing with makeup. Arbonne has a complete line of 100% organic makeup, and I will do a makeup consultation with someone as well, not only to find out what colors are right for you, but I'll also show you makeup application, because a lot of people just don't know how to put it on and would love to learn how, and it's pretty simple. You really don't need a lot of makeup.
Is your product also available or beneficial for people who have allergies? It doesn't contain any perfume or anything, any scents.
Right. Right. So it's most beneficial for people who have allergies, because there is no perfume. Anything that you smell in our products, for example, you might smell citrus. We use avocado oils and cucumbers and stuff like that, but very, very mild and always natural. So you're not going to smell any kind of perfume or you know, things that are really floral that are offensive and may cause an allergic reaction. So everything's hypoallergenic and dermatologist tested as well.
That's great. This is the beauty of networking, that having a dialogue with someone and getting to know what they do and a little bit about them, because how else are you going to learn? I mean, you can get inundated with emails, buy this, sell this, but it's through a personal connection that I think is most beneficial, and I am hoping that never dies, but, you know, I'm an old diehard with really wanting to talk to people in person. I know, call me crazy.
Crazy.
You want to meet Lauren? Yes, I do. I'd love to meet you. What do you look like? Who are you wearing? You know, are you comfortable in your own shoes? I want to meet you face-to-face, because I still think, for me, that is a deal-breaker in a sense of, do I want to do business with you? Because I can get a feeling for who you are.
Exactly. And Arbonne really is all about customer service and building rapport. There's a lot of Arbonne consultants out there right now. There's plenty to go around right in this general vicinity. So how do you choose who you want to work with? And unless you get to know them, and certainly that face-to-face meeting is critical, you really don't know who you want to work with. Or you get a referral, but you still need to get to know somebody and know that you're going to get personal service and you're going to get great customer service.
Now,
so,
should our listeners call you if they're interested in becoming an independent consultant with Arbonne, or is there a
They should call me, absolutely.
Beautiful.
We do teach and train people how to have their own Arbonne business, either part-time or full-time, from home. So absolutely call me. I'd be more than happy to give out some more information.
That's wonderful. You know, you don't have to go and face that the rat race.
No.
You can have your own rat race at home.
Exactly. And you don't have to quit your job to do Arbonne unless you want to, or unless you can. But for most people, 90% of people who start an Arbonne business start it alongside another profession. And then hopefully at some point the Arbonne income takes over and they can quit that job. But you can do anything you want with a home-based business, either part-time or full-time.
Is there anything you miss by not working in the corporate environment?
No. Absolutely nothing. I never looked back. And there was never a day when I said, oh, maybe I should go get a job. It just never occurred to me. There's nothing that I miss.
Well, that's great. Obviously, you listen to your, I like to call it your inner voice, your instinct, a gut feeling, your intuition. Women seem, we have
mm-hmm.
this skill, and we just need to learn to hone it and to listen to it, because that is a guiding force in decision making. And
absolutely.
Help us know what path to take when we really just don't know, or just go ahead and jump in and you'll figure it out. That's the scariest thing. Were you that uncertain, or you just knew from the get-go that this is what you wanted to do, to leave the corporate world and do something on your own?
I was very certain that I wanted to leave the corporate world and do something on my own, very certain. It just was a question of what is it that I'm going to do. And I had considered a couple of other options that were fitness related and weight management and lifestyle related. But it was going to be going back to school, and it was a lot of studying and reading, and there were the huge textbooks that were scaring me because I just didn't want to venture into that anymore. So, you know, things happen for a reason, and Arbonne fell into my lap at just the right time. I was looking for something, and Arbonne fell into my lap at just the right time. So I've never looked back. Never looked
back.
Well,
obviously, you and Arbonne are a perfect match, because it looks well on you. And we are almost out of time. And I want to give your contact information again before we go, for your phone number, which is 310-913-0271, or people can email you at aerobicsmom, A-R-O-B as in boy, I-X, mom, at AOL.com. Elise, the beauty, I can see it over the phone. It's so fabulous. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me, Lauren.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And I hope, our board was lighting up with lots of callers, and hopefully people will take a step towards change, and you have enlightened our listeners about your story. So, again, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And please join me next time for another wild and crazy journey in someone else's shoes, when my guest will be Laurie Shore, producer of the film The Beauty of Aging, and maybe she might be a possible Arbonne user. So this is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you for joining me and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes. And we're going to end with Keith Chagall and She's Incredible. See you next time.